5 past 4 on Wonky Radio, and I'm going to hand you over now to Ben Storer and Indy Wood, who are broadcasting live from the Men's Health Week event happening at the Shire office. This event hosted jointly by Grama Yani Yu and the Shire of West Kimberley. Right now, Renee Dingo from GYU is chatting to the boys about the event.
We will start rolling out men's health checks within the next 3 weeks. With the support of WACS, which is the West Australian
Country Health Service.
And thanks for that, Ben.
No, no worries. It's
and,
the one
and also,
I know.
And also, I know that, you know, years ago, you know, before we had men's health checks at the men's shed, which was a partnership with WACS and Nilingari, and we're hoping that Nilingari, they're there as well, and we've been... this day is just to kick off those health checks, and also just to let everybody know, sort of create some awareness around men's health, because you know, the stats are pretty high, especially among men, getting help from sort of hospitals and getting, you know, regular checkups, you know, that shame and stuff that sort of comes in.
It's a big mindset for blokes, isn't it? It's like, I'm feeling great, I don't need to see the doctor. Right. I'm nothing wrong with me.
Yeah, and nothing wrong with me.
Look, I've been in that boat before myself. I'm sure everyone in this room probably has at some stage. But I think what you're trying to get at, the fact is, we do need to actually consider ourselves a little bit more and take that step to just look after your health a little bit more, whether it be mental health, whether it be physical health, whether it be whatever, financial health, the whole works.
And you know, I don't know the exact figure for Aboriginal men, you know, but the life expectancy for Aboriginal men is pretty low. It's, I think it's below 60.
Yeah.
And so we need to really sort of create awareness in our community, being a high population of Aboriginal people, and start supporting our men to get health checks and to look after themselves, so that life expectancy of our Aboriginal men, you know, we get more old fellas. There's not many old fellas out in the community. You know, you could probably count, you know, on your hands, you know, here in town. Out in the communities, on the you know, sort of the outside communities, there's probably a few more, you know, but those numbers are very low compared to non-Aboriginal people, and the cities. They're a lot higher than our communities, especially Fitzroy Crossing. Fitzroy Crossing has the highest stats, I think, right across the board. Doesn't matter if it's health, unemployment, poverty, the whole lot. Fitzroy Crossing, right across the board, has the highest stats. And some of those stats are even international highs.
Records, yeah.
It's not the record you really want, is it? You want to be on the bottom of that list.
We want to start to change those numbers and start, you know, like when you know, hopefully I reach over 60, and I mean my dad's over 60, and you know, but we want fellas to grow, you know, to live, you know, up into 80, 90.
Wise
old men in the community, and that's what our young fellas need, you know. Like we need to be growing up and being taught by our elders and being shown the way by our elders. And these old fellas, they're the holders of our knowledge, of our culture, and they want to share that culture. But so we need to start looking after our old fellas and supporting them to get, or even you know, just our men in general. We need to support our men in general, just to look after themselves, so that there's more of us, you know, 80, 90 years old.
And this whole event is to kickstart that from the ground up, essentially.
That's right.
What have we got on offer today down here at the Visitor Centre?
So we've got some food. We've got a good feed on with some nice healthy salad. We've got 2 killers donated by Bunuba, but also we got them out from GoGo, so fresh beef. We've got WACS with all sort of some information about men's health and you know, information, you know, ranging from STIs to diabetes, You know? Yeah, right. So then there's Ninilingurry. You guys are down here. We've got smoking cessation. We've got nutrition. We've got social support. Yeah, and social emotional well-being, which is really great. And what else? Oh, we've also got Bart
music.
Maher. Yeah, Bart Maher and Uncle Patrick Davies playing
awesome.
on the tunes.
So get down here if you are listening.
If you are listening, come down. We've got a good feed on, a bit of damper as well with your feed. So you'll
spot.
Be walking away. you'll have to be wheelbarrowed away.
Yeah, that's kind of the wrong way around, mate. Like, you're not exactly supporting health, like.
Yeah, yeah. But you get a good feed.
It's fantastic to have a good
nice
belly.
Yeah, awesome. No worries.
I wanted to ask though one more thing. As far as the health stuff that's going to happen at the shed, one of the biggest battles I'm sure that people face around here is, if you're looking at all the communities around here, transport. I notice you've got a bus that has run today to go and get people in here. Is there going to be any kind of support for that sort of stuff to get men into the shed for these health check type things?
Yeah, so going forward, we want to be able to work with other services to start to provide a sort of a rounded support to facilitate those or to deliver those health checks. Now, bus pickups is on the cards, and I think that's what they used to do. We've got a lot of people that were around when we did have health checks, so we will be talking with them in creating something similar, because we're not out here trying to recreate the, you know, to create another wheel. Mm. So what we're doing is, we'd look to them and then see what works and go forward
from
there.
So apart from the transport, how would it look down there? And I'm assuming it's going to be an evolving sort of an idea if you come up with something along the way and it changes and does evolve. But what would you be doing at the men's shed in regard to the health checks? How would that work?
Yeah, so the health checks will be at the men's shed. At 30 Bell Road and Grummy Only You. And today we did the pickups at 8 Mile Turnoff, Bailey Shop, Mulliger Turnoff, Lonbun, and then you got the ones around town, which is the Junjua Bakery or Basketball Court. We did a pickup. Now, as time goes on and people, we talk to more community about what they need in regards to getting to the health checks, then we'll work towards making that happen. Also for the for communities outside of Fitzroy. Now, I'll be definitely talking with Ninilingurry and Wax about trying to do something for those guys out in the satellite communities. Yeah.
Yeah. So as it stands now, we bring the guys in, and they're at the men's shed. And sort of having a bit of a yarn, a bit of a chat.
Yeah, from what I was told, they we put on a feed, a bit of music.
Yeah, nice.
You had the health checks, smoking, not cigarette smoking, cultural smoking, and it was a place to gather and, you know, yarn and catch up with some of the mob that you might not have seen in the last week.
Sounds like a mini version of exactly what you've got going on here.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. All right, Renee, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. You want to go to some music?
I reckon we go to some music.
Awesome.
And then we might even just come back on the other side of that and pick Louis' brain, because it's one brain I do like to pick. He doesn't come across as the sharpest tool in the shed, but he's pretty damn bright when it comes to talking about stuff to do with men's health.
Now, this track, actually, our mate Jude was involved in making this track get the kind of publicity that it needed. Jamal Button's track, Nookumbara, I'm Coming Home,
great song,
was actually part of the recent release of First Sounds, which is the First Nations Media Australia compilation of musicians from around Indigenous communities across their kind of network of First Nations media. So,
and this is just one way that blokes, we're talking about men today obviously, that can get involved with their spiritual health, and it could be recording a song and expressing themselves that way, and it really does sort of,
right,
you know, open up your mind to just being that bit healthier.
Absolutely. Oh, hello. Nookumba, I'm Coming Home is the name of that track from Jamal Button.
Yes, it was, and what a cracker.
He is. He did very well with it, that's for sure. You're listening to Wongi Radio. This is meant to be the Ngunnawalgari Cultural Radio Hour. And we're live from the Shire office. We're in the library for Men's Health Week.
I love libraries. I think they're the best place to broadcast radio shows from. It's full of knowledge, yeah, just not on the mic.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm embarrassed to say that this is the first time I've been into this library. So, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
It's good. Wow. There's books and everything.
All sorts of stuff.
No, if you do get the chance, and we're not just talking to the blokes now, but the library is a great place to. There's DVDs, there's books. You got
kids' books. It's just a great place to spend some time and, you know, increase your mental capacity potentially.
And procrastinate from what you're meant to be doing work-wise or whatever. Yeah,
cool. Yeah, like a radio program.
Yeah.
Look, I did mention it before, that cracking song, that we've got Louis in the studio. Now, Louis's no new person to the Nindy Show. You're on quite regularly. We love having you on board.
I'm a regular.
Now, today you had something sort of in mind that you really wanted to talk about in regards to the Men's Week event that we're currently holding.
Yeah, so I'm just here kind of celebrating men's health, and something I came to talk about particularly is because, as you spoke about earlier, some people are the kind of people where they have a cough and don't go to the doctors for 3 months, assuming it's going to go away, and I'm one of those people. And then it's not until, like, my missus gets on my back and's like, you need to go to the doctors now. That's when I go.
The old missus. They do come in handy for that.
Yeah. And then I go, and then they sort me out, and I'm fine. And I don't have a cough for another few months.
Was that the last issue you had?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was.
And you're going, I wish I'd got rid of that 2 months ago. That would have been really good.
Bit of a pain. Yeah. So I was just going to talk about looking after yourself in terms of physically, mentally, and spiritually as well. And sometimes we need that little bit of a push by friends or family or your partner to kind of make you look after yourself. Because you kind of do get a bit slack about it sometimes.
And you can do this for your mates as well.
Yeah.
Hey, Georgie boy, whatever, come on, it's time to head down. That your leg's not looking that great.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not talking just about physical problems you're having, whether it's like, you know, you notice your mate's been a bit down recently and not quite being themselves. You can, like, get onto their back and be like, hey, you need to have a chat with someone, like, whether that be me or a professional. Like, it's good to just have a yarn with someone who can help you out a little bit.
There are obviously professionals in town that is available or are available for this sort of thing. Could you just rattle off a couple of them that you might be able to get?
KMHDS, that's Kimberley Mental Health and Drug Service. Great people to have a chat to, and they'll kind of guide you through. And KCADS as well.
KCADS?
KCADS, which is Kimberley... Oh, I can't remember what
it's called. KCADS.
Too many acronyms, man. Yeah. Seriously. Yeah,
it's it's one thing I struggle with, and it's like I always want to know what it means. Mm. And I can't remember it anymore.
Yeah, I can't tell you.
But they're two places that you'll hear a lot of to go if you're just feeling a bit glum, maybe.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you just want a bit of a pick-me-up. You can have a yarn with someone.
Yeah.
Other than that, there's other people to talk to. Like, you can, if you feel, I'm not quite ready to take that step into that professional sort of a realm, have a yarn with Indy, have a yarn with Ben, have a yarn with Louie, have a yarn with your mates.
It is an interesting battle, though. You know, I've been, over the last couple of days, I've been talking to University of Notre Dame medical students, who second year medical students, who do this whole thing over a week where they learn as much as they can about living in remote communities and, you know, the kind of things they're going to face, basically. And I was talking to them today about the fact that, you know, you can go to a doctor or a counsellor here, and then you go back a month later for the next appointment, and it's someone else.
Yeah.
And you have to start again. And that can be a really complicated process. If you're having to retell those stories that you didn't like telling the first time, I don't know what you do about that. I don't know how you address that. But when you're talking about men's health and our hesitation about getting involved in, you know, thinking about how we are as people, to have that added hurdle is a real battle. I don't know what you do about it, but
I guess that's why a lot of people really prefer talking to, like, friends and family who they know are going to be around consistently and be there for them, which is great, but you also sometimes need that more extensive help from a professional. But it is a big problem with the changeover of staff. You don't get to make that connection
Yeah, yeah. But you're right, like, you know, showing up at someone's camp and sitting down around the fire and actually just spending a few hours sort of talking about life can be a real help, though, can't it? Like, you know, that in itself does a great deal for a lot of those issues.
Pulling out the old acoustic guitar, make a bit of a night of it too. And I think quite often drinks do sort of hit that realm as well, don't they? And sometimes that doesn't really help the situation, does it? And this is kind of the area that you work in, that sort of a zone, if you will, with the alcohol and dependency and things like that. So is there something you could say about that?
Well, I think, I guess I'm just talking from experience that often when men come together, they feel kind of awkward. There can be this awkwardness about, like, sitting next to each other, looking each other in the eyes and talking about their feelings.
I feel that right now.
Yeah, like, looking in your eyes.
It's pretty awkward, right?
Yeah. So I think a lot of the time it's a great thing to do is go out and do something, whether it be fishing or just going for a drive. It's like you're doing something together and you still get to have that chat while engaging in something positive. Because I know, like, when you drink, it can, like, heighten your emotions and really make the situation a bit worse.
All right, well, Louis, thank you.
That's okay.
I thought he'd never shut up.
I think we're running a little bit short.
I'll shut up.
No, thank you very much, mate. A valuable contribution to the show, as always.
You're welcome.
And look, we do have a bit of a revolving door of guests coming in and out of the studio. So
do you want to move straight on to the next one, or would you like to play some music?
I think we need to have a bit of a sizzle and get some music going, and we'll just tease as to what's coming up. We do have a fantastic guest about to join us right after this.
Awesome. Here's King Stingray, Life Goes On.
Oh.
Another day. Hey, all my boy, don't wait up for someone else to say. Say the same and remember the aim. What you're going for. So open your mind and live your dream. This is your destiny. Cause the sun will rise to bring another day. What you waiting for? Milena Rapoña Yalgiri Niranmina Waroyo Nara Rungina Walalili.
self-titled album from King Stingray came out a couple of weeks ago, and it's an absolute gem, I reckon. Life Goes On, the name of the track.
Ball Terror.
Almost had the microphone on there and everything. Look, you tuned in officially to the Nindlingari radio show, but you might have heard a bloke called Indy. He's in here sort of pushing all the buttons and controlling all the wires and things, which is
taking over.
Really, really good, because I can just look at my page full of notes. Now, we are down here at the Men's Health Week event down at the Visitor Centre here in Fitzroy Crossing, and we're joined by Troy Edwards. You're a public health nurse with KPHU, or Kimberley Population Health Unit. What are you guys doing around town at the moment, and specifically, what are you doing down here?
Yeah, g'day. So we're down here trying to drum up a bit of interest around doing some men's health checks, particularly STI checks, through Renee with Dingo with the men's shed down here.
Yeah.
So there's Fitzroy Valley has really high numbers of STIs, greater than probably 10 times greater than anywhere else in the state. So we just need to try and get on top of that. The men's, there's not a lot of male nurses up here to sort of navigate that men's health realm. So
it makes it a bit tricky. There's a whole sort of a shame factor associated with that. And I'm assuming you guys, and we certainly try to do it, break down that barrier. You know, your health, your health, and you sort of only get one body. So, you know, look after yourself best you can. How are you breaking down those walls that are put up by us really tough blokes not wanting to go and see the nurse about, you know, things, taboo topics like STIs?
Yeah, so all the secret men's business. So obviously being a male nurse, I'm a Noongar fellow from down south, so I guess having that cultural sensitivity around, you know, men dealing with men is one of the big things. But also we're looking at doing a lot of education in the next couple of weeks. We hope to have a bit of an STI screening day at the men's shed, and so we're just saying, you know, keep an eye out for any flyers that might pop up around the Fitzroy Valley area, and that'll have the dates and times around that. So
that'd be awesome. What sort of what's involved in an STI test? Is it tricky? Is it a long time? How long am I going to be waiting around? These are all questions I hear in the community about anything to do with heading to the clinic of any sort. How long am I going to be waiting? I've got things to do, you know? And we do have things to do.
Yeah, so what we're planning on doing is obviously having an education session prior to doing a screening session with the guys out here. But basically you can go into community health and get an STI check pretty quickly. Depending on the wait times, obviously, you know, can get a little bit busy in there, but basically you just get to get some bloods done, do a wee test. If you have any symptoms, they tend to treat you on the spot, so that's always a good thing too. So, you know, if people do have symptoms, please go to the clinic and get tested. But a lot of the STIs don't have any symptoms, so that's another thing just to be aware of.
It's a bit scary, that.
Yeah.
What STIs are we sort of talking about? I know we don't need to go into depth about, you know, all that sort of stuff, but what STIs are the majority numbers?
So the big one's chlamydia around at the moment. That's probably our highest rated STI, but we've also got gonorrhea and syphilis.
At least we got the top three, hey?
Yeah, unfortunately, we seem to be kicking goals in the Kimberley on all the wrong things. But yeah, we do well in some other places.
So I don't delve into this realm a lot, but obviously working for you know, the cultural health, we talk about this stuff in meetings and things like that. And I found it so interesting that the syphilis particular strain, they've actually been able to trace back where it came from. And it's come across right across Queensland into the territory, down and into WA from there. I think it slipped across into South Australia for a bit and then came back. And I just found that absolutely amazing that we were able to go, oh, okay. No, obviously, we didn't know the actual people, but we knew that it came from this region. And I just reckon that's absolutely fantastic. Thought I'd let you know.
Well, it's a bit like the you know, trying to trace COVID, right? It's got to be the same sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for taking the wind out of my sails, Andy. Yeah, no, he's good at that.
Yeah.
Tried to make a thing. It's not that great.
Yeah, so they do genotyping and sequencing with all the testing, so they have managed to track that down. And unfortunately, what they found was on the back of the syphilis, there was also HIV spreading around through Queensland and coming across the NT as well. So.
Wow.
Just something to be aware of as well. There are getting a few more cases of HIV, particularly in the Aboriginal communities, so we just need to be aware of that as well.
That is, that's a massive one, because obviously this is something that's lifelong. You've got to deal with that for a long time. If you end up unlucky enough to contract HIV.
Yeah, so there is still a lot of stigma around HIV. The fortunate thing is the treatments have progressed really well. Yeah. So basically you can get away with one tablet once a day for the rest of your life, and you basically have a normal life.
And viral load goes right down.
Absolutely undetectable. Wow. So then you can go back to everything as normal, basically.
We used to think about this as a death sentence, and it was really scary. You would have remembered the ads from like the early 90s with the old, death with his bowling ball and all that sort of stuff.
The old Grim Reaper.
Yeah, the Grim Reaper. vivid in my memory. But it's not really like that now. If you're just on a medication once a day, you said?
Yep.
For from now until whenever, and you're good to go.
Yeah,
100%. You can live a healthy, happy life. Other than that, we've got condom trees. They're all around Fitzroy Crossing, and a few of the communities have got them as well. So just practicing safe sex is probably like number one with STI transmission, yeah?
Yeah, 100%. Obviously abstinence is the best, but if you can't manage that, then definitely wear a condom.
Abstinence. So we can talk about that, Indy. That.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, mate. Yeah, you got anything to say? I notice you're going red.
No, I'm good.
No, look, this is the thing. It's about breaking down the stigma. Have a bit of a giggle if you can, and just talking about it in ways like this, I think it opens it up to the community, and it brings these taboo topics into the light where they need to be, so that we do think a bit more about getting STI checks, practicing safe sex, and looking after yourself, because that's what it's all about, and that's why we're here today, for the blokes particularly, but also for the women. We're going to talk to Bree shortly, but look after yourselves, and you're going to have a long, healthy, happy life.
Awesome.
Yeah, great. Thanks, guys.
Cheers, mate. Thanks for joining us.
So we come up with a bit of a ramble there.
Yeah, no, well done.
Well done, guys.
Thank you.
Promises can disappear just like writing in the sand. Treaty, yeah, treaty now. Treaty, yeah, treaty now. And sold. The planting of the Union Jack never changed our law at all. Now two rivers run their course, separated for so long. I'm dreaming of a brighter day when the waters will be. Yeah.
I don't think those guys really need any introduction, but we'll give it to them anyway. That's Yoffi Yindi with Treaty. And if you didn't know, those guys from Arnhem Land and related to the guys from King Stingray.
Yeah.
All the same family.
Just so. A bunch of talented, talented people, aren't they?
About as talented as you are in trying to say that word.
trying to speak.
Yes. You're listening to Wongi Radio, and this is usually the Ngarri Cultural Health program.
We've been commandeered, stolen, and taken over.
Oh, yeah. I sort of threw you under the bus as far as a health event happening in town today. Mm. So we're live from the library in the Shire office for the Men's Health Week event run by Garami RDU and the Shire. And our guest now is Megan Nishota from the Shire. Hello.
Good afternoon, everyone.
It's actually morning.
It's been a long day.
It feels like it could be the next morning already, yes.
No, look, you've been doing some great things out there. The event looks like it's coming along. We've got a good mix of people. It's not just blokes. It is a men's event officially, but we want to sort of remember that family is what it's all about, isn't it?
Definitely.
Healthy blokes, healthy family, healthy outlook.
That's it.
Just made that up. Write that down.
Okay. Yep.
Cool. Sounds good.
So how's it all going out there? We are in the library, so we don't get to see everything that's going on, but what's it like outside in the real world?
So it started off a bit slow, but everyone's turning up now, and we've just officially ran out of all salads.
Oh, no, we don't like friends with salad.
No, we're all right.
So we're doing a good job. No, we've still got heaps of meat cooking and damper, but no, it's a really good turnout.
Don't need salad when you've got killer.
Pretty much.
Nice. And everyone's having a good time?
Yeah.
Cats, dogs, people, the works?
Well, yes. It seems like everyone's enjoying themselves, so nice. Yeah.
There's a bit of a dog entertainment at the start.
There was. You know.
Entertainment in the form of a brawl. But.
Hey, it's not a Fitzroy event without a bit of camp dog action.
Okay, good call.
Look, you are tuned into Wongi Radio 936 right across the Fitzroy Valley and beyond, wherever you decide to tune in. How can we tune into Wongi? Indy, well, I'm giving a shameless plug to the very radio station.
Well, there's a few ways you can do it, actually. The easiest way these days is to download the Community Radio Plus app, which gives you not only access to us and listen to us, free app, listen to us, listen to previous episodes of programs that we've put on air, which is pretty cool. But then you can listen to all of the community radio stations across the Kimberley, so DBY,
When you've got content this on Wongi?
I know. Yeah, absolutely. But then the whole country. There's community radio stations all over Australia that you can listen to via that app. So if you're kind of travelling and interested in what else is out there community radio-wise, then that's an opportunity for you. It's just cool.
And if you do want to get that, it's called
Community Radio Plus.
Community Radio Plus. Download that on your smartphone. You can listen to Wongi or any other number of community radio stations from across the continent, so the whole of Australia.
Yep.
Or you can just tune in to 936 AM if you're lucky enough to have the wireless at home or in the car.
Yes.
Now, we're doing a bit of a survey in regard to this at the moment. So you will see my ugly face probably knocking on your door sometime soon, asking you how you listen to Wongi, if you listen to Wongi, when you listen to it, and are you listening online? Are you, when was the last time you might have heard Nindy's show? Results are interesting at the moment, and I think we'll probably talk about them on the show as we progress, once we've finished and got all the data. Mm. And what this is going to enable us to be able to do is actually sort of tweak the show and potentially the radio station to better suit the community.
Make sure that you're getting what you want when you listen to us. Absolutely. It's also really important that if you do get Ben knocking on your door, that
answer.
That your answer would be good. But also, tell us the truth.
Yeah.
You know, if he knocks on the door and asks you if you listen to the radio, don't say yes because you think that's what you need to say. You know, if you're not listening to the radio, we need to know that, and we need to know why you're not listening to the radio. What have we missed?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is important.
And also, it's not just me knocking on doors. So, Bree, we're joined in the studio now by Bree, the smoking lady from Nindaling Gallery.
Nice to have the headphones back on.
Yeah, and you've been doing a survey. Well, you sort of started your survey first, and I piggybacked on the back of that.
You leached onto my efforts. Yeah.
He's good at that, isn't he?
Hey, he is.
Hey, Come on now, I do most of the driving.
That's a lie as well.
You drove to Noodawatta, come on.
Oh dear. So you're busy at the moment trying to find out about smoking figures.
Indeed, yeah? Yes. So I'm literally knocking on every door in every community across the whole Fitzroy Valley, just trying to get an idea on the numbers. I kind of had a bit of an idea going into it that they were high.
Why bother? We already know everyone smokes.
Why bother?
That's right. That's just kind of like a little reverse question.
Yeah, it is a reverse question. So the whole purpose of it is so I can kind of tailor my program to what people actually want to know about. As a result of the handful of communities I've done so far, I've already got about 10 kind of one-on-one clients. So they're people who didn't know who to reach out to help to. I knocked on the door by chance. I would have done that eventually, but knocked on these people's doors and, yeah, they said they wanted help, I can help them straight away. So it's been really good in that respect, but it also gives me an idea of the fact that people don't actually know what services are available. The fact that they don't know to begin with is probably also a barrier, and that's something that I can address by doing these surveys and finding out that information.
Yeah, that's good. That's like, has it surprised you?
Yes and no. So the smoking rates, I kind of did assume that they would be somewhat high, but it's interesting to find out what people are using, the fact that, they didn't know what services are available.
That's one of the ones I'm quite interested in.
Yeah.
The fact that a lot of people, I don't know where I can get some help with information or if I want to quit.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's the great part about you being as well. Actually, I do that role.
Yeah. And as I said, I've got 10 kind of individual clients as a result of just knocking on some doors who didn't know that the service was available to begin with.
Nindy's been doing this for a while, right?
They have, yeah. But I guess just also finding out how the best way to get the word out is. Mm. Like Facebook obviously isn't working because I post frequently on there and, you know, just finding the best way to actually do it. If it's door knocking, then I think I'm on the right track.
Yeah, the problem we've got with smoking, it's an addiction.
It is.
And we are here at the men's event, the men's week event down here at the Visitor Centre.
Yep.
But we're not just talking about men.
No. So smoking affects the whole family. Like someone smoking in the house, everyone is breathing that in. So it's important as a family unit to be aware that smoking doesn't just affect the person who is smoking.
Mm. I had a bit of a thought the other day. We were doing a session for the Rocky Sessions, mm-hmm. Reducing Our Chronic Illness session at Wongajonka with the ladies out there.
Indeed.
And it was your session. I was sort of just buying every now and again, kind of like I'm doing now. And
trying to run the show.
The interesting one was, I think most people know smoking's bad,
mm-hmm.
you know, to some degree.
Yep.
Most people would have heard about secondhand smoke or what used to be sort of called passive smoking.
Passive smoking, yep.
So if you can smell cigarette smoke, you're breathing it in,
mm-hmm.
and therefore essentially you're still breathing in smoke, which you are, and you've got a lot of the same issues as the person with the smoke in their hand.
Exactly right. You're the second person to breathe in that smoke.
Yeah.
That's how it kind of got the name.
Yeah. And the third one, which I find really interesting, is... You got it. Third-hand smoke. Which, can you just tell us a little bit about third-hand smoke? Is it even really a thing?
It definitely is a thing. So third-hand smoke is, say, you're in a room, you have a cigarette, you blow out that smoke, and it attaches to everything. So
It doesn't float forever.
It doesn't float forever. It lands. So it'll stick to surfaces. So walls, blankets, your own clothes, anything basically within that room with you, like we're in the library.
Door handles, seats, tables.
This chair, this microphone.
If you're of a certain age, you will remember the times when everyone was smoking heavily in pubs.
I thought you were going to say smoking jackets. When smoking jackets were a thing.
That too. But like the worst, I think the worst thing, the worst experience I've had is... The hangovers were so much worse when you woke up in the morning and the smell of tobacco smoke was still
stuck
in the clothes from the night before.
Yep.
That was just the worst.
Well, I was a smoker back then, so it was even worse again.
Yeah, right. See, but I wasn't, and I'd be in these rooms and I'd get up the next morning and go, oh, what is that smell?
Like, I felt extra sorry for workers, bar staff. Mm-hmm. At that time, had no choice but to just be smoking a pack of ciggies a night.
Yeah.
Wake up in the morning with a sore throat, and it's an interesting thing. But third-hand smoke, it sticks to things.
Sticks to things, and that's when someone comes along, say you have a little one in the room, and they're touching the blanket, the chair, the walls, anything, and then they touch their face, like touch their mouth.
Mm.
As little kids do, they put things in their mouth, they touch their eyes, and they're essentially getting those chemicals into their body by touching a wall that someone has breathed the cigarette smoke onto. So that's a wall or surface, and then...
And then you're absorbing these chemicals.
Yes.
And how many chemicals are we sort of talking in a cigarette now?
Oh, like, I think they've surpassed 7,000 at this stage.
7,000?
Like,
what?
Just how they break down and all the components that are a part of them into all these different little chemicals.
And
yeah,
they're the same chemicals that you find in... household cleaners.
Rat poison, nail polish remover.
I don't necessarily think that the tobacco companies are adding nail polish remover and rat poison
no.
in. But a lot of the same ingredients that are in there are in the cigarettes as well. So it's you're not really going to smoke a rat poison bloody cigarette, are you?
No. Not if it was marketed like that, not at all.
Mick used to do a session, actually, just to digress a little bit. He was the old smoke worker, if you weren't aware. Indy, I'll talk about him a lot. We worked a lot together. But he used to take in maybe 20 of the chemicals. I think you've still got some in your office.
Box, yeah.
And he would start to pour them in. This is in cigarettes. This is in cigarettes. And he'd have a bowl of this. I don't know how it didn't blow up in his face. There's so many different chemicals in there. And he used to dip the cigarette in and then ask, oh, so who was keen to smoke this now? And it just sort of got your mind thinking, like, yeah, no, I'm not touching that.
Yeah, that's a good scare tactic, actually.
Yeah, and they don't always work, but I think sometimes they're worth just having a look at every now and again.
Yeah, for sure. Mm. I haven't pulled those chemicals out yet for any of my sessions, but it's on the cards. Because it is interesting to... Like, you don't know what is actually in these cigarettes until someone's like, here you go, these are all the things that are coming out of that smoke that you're inhaling. So
if you are sitting listening to us thinking, God, I wish they'd shut up, I do apologise. But if you're sitting there and a smoker and think, you know what, I'm almost at the stage where I might want to give up the cigarettes and just make a bit of a different change in my life, you can contact Bree at Nindalingari. The easiest way to do it is call her on 91930093 and just ask for Bree, the smoking person, whoever it is, someone about cigarettes, and you'll get put straight through to her office.
Yep.
And she'll pick up the phone and you can start that conversation straight away.
Absolutely.
Other than that,
knock on the door.
Call into Nindy, leave your details, and Bree will get back to you.
Yeah.
And you can start your quit journey if that's what you're ready for.
Absolutely.
You've got to be ready to quit before you can really quit.
Yeah, I'm not here to force anyone to do anything they're not willing to do themselves. So it's all about putting in that effort. It's something that they've decided they want to do, and then that's kind of where I step in to help. Yeah, not here to force anyone to quit.
And to put it into perspective for the blokes, we are here for Men's Health Week, although smoking doesn't just affect men.
Mm-hmm.
There is a really high number of young, maybe 20-something men that all sit around and they love the ciggies.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point in their life, they might not feel that cigarette's doing them all that much harm. But when they get to 30, 40, and then 50, you're really going to notice that. So just think really hard if you are smoking cigarettes. Is there a way that I can cut that down so I'm healthier for a long time?
Because
that's what we want. That's what Renee talked about earlier. We want more old fellas out in the community that we can yarn with. Mm. These are the people that get all wise and can give us advice later in life. So let's try and get the young people. And you think about it, young guys. You can get to that age and start to help the youth in years to come.
Awesome. All right, you're on Wongi Radio. We're live at the Men's Health Week event. We're in the library in the Shire office. And there's a whole lot of stuff going on outside that we know not much about.
No, but, I'm starving.
Oh, yeah, your food didn't come back, did it?
No. Here's a track that you'll all know called Rainin' on the Rock.
An old man sadly gazes out across the blue horizon. He can't stop the tears falls from his eyes. Turns and faces towards town. Sees people nowhere bound. He wonders if they'll ever go home. The white cockatoos silhouetted against the rainstorm. Sees the lightning flash. Hear the thunder roll. It's coming in from the west. And he said, hey, raining on the rocks. When the cold weather comes, then I will be right. And you hear
Raining on the Rock on Woongi Radio. We're live at the Shire office for Men's Health Week.
Yes, we are. And what a week it's been. And what a fantastic day it's been down here. We've spoke to nurses, we've spoke to GYU, you can say the actual word because I get confused.
Gurramyanyu?
Yep, that's very good. And we've spoke to Nindalingari. And, oh look, to round out the show, we're probably going to have another bit of a yarn with Nindalingari. And in particular, we've got Emily. You do
Hello.
Nutrition at Nindy, and you're on the show regularly with recipes. You take part in the quiz, you talk all things nutrition. Is it really that important for blokes to consider their nutrition to start with? Like, isn't it just as good to have, like, four bits of steak than it is to have a bit of salad? Or am I being an idiot again?
You would think it by what everyone was asking for today. No, it's good to have a nice balanced diet, a balanced meal. So, yeah, I've brought a little recipe here today.
Could you, before we get into that recipe, I know we've got a little bit of time.
Oh.
Could you just quickly give me an idea on what a healthy plate would look like? Your average meal at home, what would I be aiming for on a plate?
So your meat is good. You can include...
I know that.
Include meat, but remember a portion is just the size of your palm, so that's really what is recommended that we should be eating, not double that or, right. You know, sometimes people get a bit carried away. So a portion of meat, and then we try and include half a plate of vegetables with that, and then the rest is, you know, it could be rice or pasta or your carbs,
right.
That sort of thing.
So just remember, nice balanced meal. You want to have some veggies on there, a good mob of veggies.
So, yeah.
And don't overdo the meat.
Just remember, meat, carbs and veggies, and, yeah.
Nice. Now, you mentioned the recipe before. What have you got for us today? This will take care of all of those food groups, I'm sure.
Absolutely. So if you've got a frying pan at home and a stove, you can definitely cook this up. It's a chorizo and butter bean stew.
Cool.
Have you ever had this before?
No, but it sounds great.
You're about to write this recipe down, and I'm telling you. I haven't had it either.
it's pretty tasty. Everyone loves a bit of chorizo. I've got the exact amounts here, but I think I'll just...
Go for it.
All right, 200 grams of cooking chorizo is what you need. Two 400 gram cans of chopped tomatoes, so just the two cans that you get in the supermarket, and two 400 gram cans of drained butter beans. So they're beside all the baked beans and the lentils and the beans you get in the IGA.
If I couldn't find butter beans, I tried to get them the other day, I couldn't get them.
Just use any beans.
Any can of beans.
Use the mixed beans.
Right, okay.
They're always a good one. And then just one jar of pesto. So you've got your chorizo, your chopped tomatoes, butter beans or any beans, and a jar of pesto.
Chorizo being a chorizo, being a sausage. Spicy sausage?
Yeah.
Right.
So, and you could use sort of any type. So you just chop up the chorizo, fry it off in a large saucepan. And then once it's sort of sizzling around a little bit, you can add the tomatoes and the butter beans. Bring that to the boil. And then while it's simmering, you can just stir in the pesto, and that's it.
Wow. You don't get much easier than that.
No, that's awesome.
Tasty meal. What would you add to that meal to take it to the next level? One ingredient you get, and we do this all the time.
Ooh.
One ingredient.
Look, if I'm using things like beans and tinned tomatoes, I do often opt to add some form of fresh chili of some sort.
Mm, yeah, definitely.
Sounds like Jude.
That would go
Jude's
well.
Jude's go-to. Mm. Just add the chilli.
I mean, you got the chorizo, that, fair enough, but I don't know, just some other kind of hit of some sort, yeah.
I'm thinking maybe some damper. There's a lot of damper going on outside, and that would finish it off quite nicely.
Awesome.
Oh, wow. It reminds me a little bit of like a chilli con carne-esque type of a meal.
So it's got your meat, it's got chorizo, tomatoes, which is your veggies, and the butter beans, which is your carbs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, nice.
I'd love some capsicum in there.
Mm.
Yeah?
I really would.
You could throw anything in there.
Oh, really. you heard it here first.
You go the red capsicum, do you? A little sweetness in it?
I reckon green.
I do prefer red, but change, I don't mind green.
You know, it's already got red fruit, so...
Change the colour. Yeah.
Or yellow. Or orange, if you're lucky enough to get an orange capsicum.
I don't know what's happened to capsicum these days.
It's
sweet, aren't they? Orange ones.
Yeah, nuts.
Hey, thanks for coming in with that fantastic recipe.
No worries.
We are here as part of the Men's Health Week celebration. I'm calling it a celebration down here. There's a barbecue trailer. There's killer. There's food. There's people painting. There's information stalls. And there's a two-piece band. It's all happening down here. Look, if you're not down here now and you're still listening to us, get outside, get down the road, absolutely, and get down to the visitor's centre, because it's all happening down here for Men's Week. And look,
it was meant to finish at 5 o'clock, but it started late. I reckon they're going to keep going.
I reckon they're going to keep going too, and rightly so. A cracking event like this, why wouldn't you take your time with it and enjoy it for longer?
We must have all of about 10 seconds left, I reckon. I'm just watching the clock here. It's 4:59 and something.
Yeah.
So you're listening to Wongi Radio, and we've been live from the Shire office for the Men's Health Week event, Gurami Yani Yu and the Shire collaboration. And hopefully there'll be a few more of these sorts of things to come in the weeks to come.
Yeah, look out down at the, what was the men's shed, it still kind of is, GYU.
Yeah.
Going to be doing all sorts of things down there.